Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
I'm trying to help you. Take my deodorant.
I don't want it.
106.5 The End.
So last week here on 106.5 The End, we kicked off our very first quarantine. So the brain trust here of 106.5 The End was like, listen, if we're all going to be stuck at home, we might as well like have the DJs just kind of pick whatever they want and play some up fun, up tempo party songs for a Friday night. So every Friday night for the next few weeks here on 106.5 The End, your favorite 106.5 The End DJs are essentially going to throw the playlist out and play whatever their favorite songs are. And we had the honor of kicking it off with Katie from The Wake Up Call on Friday night, and she did a fantastic job. Great job, Katie.
Thank you, Rain. You know what? I didn't want to set the bar super high, but I had no choice. It's just in my DNA.
There was one thing that happened during Katie's quarantunes last Friday that I'd like to bring up for a quick second. So when we threw around the idea of doing this on Friday nights, we wanted it to be happy and find songs that were very uplifting and talk about the stories on why you picked these certain songs. And Katie did all that. And then,
okay. And
then we got to a song where she started to cry.
Do we actually have the clip?
Yeah, here's a clip.
All the hits, 106.5 The End. It's Katie from The Wake Up Call. This next song has very special meaning to me. It is actually the very first song I ever heard on The End when the station first came to Sacramento. Of course, it was 107.9 The End then, but it makes me a little emotional to play this song for you because I could have never in a million years guessed that I would have the privilege of being here with you guys. So I love you all very much.
Oh, my God.
Okay, it's called Being Sentimental, and I'm sorry that you guys are heartless a-holes and that you just have an empty black hole where your heart is supposed to be.
But the fact you did it over the intro of Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
So you're saying
yes. That
it's called being sentimental, and I can appreciate that. There's also something
just
out
end
there.
It there.
There's also something out there called professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
And now if you think for a second that there hasn't been a single song in the history of the run of American Idol that didn't make Ryan Seacrest feel a little sentimental, you are mistaken.
Okay.
Because the man is as sentimental as a puppy, but he holds it together because he's
a robot in human skin.
If he's the robot, then whatever is at the opposite end of that puddle of emotions held together with no muscle and skeleton, that's you. You're the emotional blobfish of broadcasting, and he is a bionic rock. So maybe a healthy somewhere in the middle, because frankly, people are concerned for you.
Yes, I was just going to
what would that have sounded like?
Here on the show, we're all concerned for you. We're a little worried if you're getting emotional over a Britney Spears song from 20 years ago.
The general manager of this building.
I'm going to tell Britney that you said that.
Leave Britney alone. She's going through a lot right now. the general manager of this building reached out to us and heard that and is genuinely concerned.
The general manager of this building doesn't know you work here.
Well, it was more Rain than me. We could have rolled you under the bus and said, yeah, she's falling apart at the seams, boss. It's just a matter of time before she sinks the whole station down with her. But we didn't say that.
Right. The quarantine segment that we are doing on Friday nights, Katie, you did a great job, even as emotional as it was. This Friday night, we're doing it again, and Hayes from The Night Show on 106.5 The End is going to be guest hosting. And as a matter of fact, we have Hayes on with us right now. Hi, Hayes.
What do you know? How's it going?
Good. Okay, so here's
the
thing.
Hi, Hayes.
Hello.
So you heard Katie's quarantunes, and you heard her get a little emotional. Are we going to expect any emotion like that during your quarantunes?
No.
Yeah, I set that's the bar. Wrong, I set the bar.
That's the wrong question, Rain. The question is, Hayes, which song are you going to cry during?
Right.
I don't know. I haven't chose one yet, and I really... really think you should just back off, Katie, because, you know, she was just sharing the love of the station and her listeners and us lovely coworkers.
Wow.
I mean, you want people to be able to feel how I'm feeling. And I think Hayes is going to agree with me. People did. And I think people I feel like we had a connection in that moment. And isn't that what we're supposed to be giving our listeners? Right, Hayes?
I was just completely messing around at all. What the hell is going on? I mean, you absolutely lost it. I just wanted to call in real quick and plug my quarantunes 8 to 10 on Friday because it's going to be lit. It's going to be so good. And there's no crying in quarantunes.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yes.
Bravo.
Let me tell you.
I'm giving you a standing ovation.
Well
right
done.
Sit down, stupid.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.